This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, time for our weekly talk radio roundup with the stars of talk radio. Not all of them, but there are some stars here, starting with Victoria Keevan, who is on the DJV show Monday through Friday with me. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, welcoming in Joe Crummy, who has a podcast, a good broadcaster who's been around for a long time. His podcast considerably well-read by people who apparently are interested in evil. And he is the king. He's like, what's her name from Cinderella? Something DeVille. What was her name?
Oh, Clarina? Cruella DeVille.
Cruella DeVille, right. Cruella, not from Cinderella.
This is...
And that was
this is
101 Dalmatians.
Oh, the Dalmatians.
Close
right,
enough.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
C.C. DeVille from Poison.
Yes, that's right. And a Cadillac DeVille.
Thank
if you're Richie, he drives a Cadillac DeVille.
There
it is. Right. All right, so anyway, he's Joe DeVille instead of Joe Crummy.
I like that.
It's Evil Thoughts in your podcast list, iTunes, wherever you find podcasts. Rich McFadden is also a veteran of broadcast on-air programming. He's a genius in his own mind, and he's here to help us understand what's going on in the world of news talk radio this week, having spoken to many stars of the medium, including Dana Lash, who always says, does she tell you what she's thinking, or do you tell her what she should be thinking?
No, I mean, both.
Oh, really?
When we talk about programming, we talk about how stories can unwind and how to mm-hmm. talk about stories. But she's very good at that, and she definitely tells you what she's thinking.
Yeah.
She's good at that.
Yes, apparently she is. All right, so let's get to the heart of the matter here. The stories, top 10 things according to the charts that have been produced by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find this list, the top 10 stories of the week according to their research, and the top 10 people who are in the focus. So at number 10, nothing very exciting going on. First week of Major League Baseball, there were 943 people at one of the, was it the Cubs or the White Sox? At 943 people.
White Sox.
In the stand this week. Well, there's a huge
storm. The Cubs had Sister
Jean
throwing out the first pitch, and the White Sox had 900
right.
people.
Oh, so wow. She's a transplant from one type of sport to another, apparently.
I think she's a sellout.
Really?
It was like
be had
25.
For a buck?
Yeah, Sister Jean could be had for a buck.
Well, that's all just so wrong. You know, that is evil. You know, that is really
that is evil. That's
you,
true.
Right? You know, really, you're going to hell for that. It was like 25 degrees in Chicago. So
she's 98 years old. Cut her some slack, Rich.
Whatever. She's cashing in. She's
going to
retire
going to
the air
hell,
with
dude.
All this money and everything.
Right. You're going to retire to the old folks' home for nuns.
Exactly.
That's where she's going.
Did you see where they replaced all the seats in the Cubs Stadium over the summer or over the winter, and now all of the people who have larger girth in Chicago can't sit in these new small seats.
Really?
Yeah.
They buy old seats from Southwest Airlines to put in there or what?
Trending on Twitter as skinny seats now.
Really?
And it's just all over social media in Chicago. Hmm. Nobody can sit in the seats anymore.
But you know what? That's like Fenway Park, you know, because they haven't changed their seats since 1912. And I think we've grown a little bit since then. I remember sitting at Fenway. I couldn't even get my knees in.
Well, if you didn't eat so damn many hot dogs or drink so much beer while you're in the stadium, you wouldn't be so fat. So there.
Yeah, so fat. Yeah.
Right. Fixing the problem. Yeah. Number nine on the countdown, the tariff war between the U.S. and China. Remember, none of these tariffs have taken place yet. They are not in force. This may be a negotiating ploy
it's
on the part of one or both of them.
The art of the deal, baby.
Yeah, right, exactly. So as I do among the many broadcast tasks that I have every week, I do a program called the American Family Farmer. And you can find the podcast, not that I don't want you to listen to Evil Thoughts, the podcast there, but you can check out this podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. And the discussion this week is about the tariffs and what may or may not happen. One of the things, because we're so far removed from the farm and from agricultural production, people don't think of this as a weapon, but it is. Food and crops and the commodities markets are huge in this area. Food, the growing of grains, corn, soybean, meat, all of that stuff. That's one of the biggest. They talk about steel and hard goods, but more aggressive are the pricing that we have on the world markets of the things that our farmers grow.
Well, I thought it was fascinating that the Chinese decided to use it as a weapon against Trump specifically by choosing the products that they would put tariffs on, which affect the states that Trump was popular in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty
specifically
smart,
farming food.
Yeah, farming states.
Yeah, but it kind of backfired. I heard it backfired on them this week because what the Chinese did was they were thinking, oh, my God, Trump is going to slap all this, these tariffs on. So what they did is they went out and they bought up all the Brazilian, I believe Brazil is number one in soybeans and we're number two. And Doug, as a farmer, you know that in the southern hemisphere, this is where their big crop is, like right now.
Well, beef is their biggest export in Brazil and Chile, Argentina. But you're right, there's a lot. The thing that is not known, and this is like a chessboard. Most people,
exactly,
we have our own lives to lead. We don't understand how this big money, this huge money involved in this. And the stock, it's the stock market. But it's the stock market for commodities. So yeah, what we're growing, this is how silly, basically, I'll spend you a second with you to have you understand how this really works. We grow a lot of corn in our country. We grow a lot of soybeans. We produce a lot of beef. And we sell those things on the open market to the highest bidder. And the highest bidder in this case has been China because they don't have a strong agricultural network. Their farms are in the northwest part near Mongolia and outer Mongolia and places where there's no government. They're just the Wild West. China, most people don't know this. Once you get out of the big cities, the coastal Beijing, Shanghai, Hong Kong, those areas that are from the center of the country, east and south, when you get north and west in China, a huge country, there's no government, there's no infrastructure, everybody lives on their own. That's where the farms are, and they basically grow enough food to sustain themselves with the exception of rice, and even that has given way to production from other areas like Vietnam and Cambodia, the rice that's coming there, and fish, that sort of thing, which is big in the Chinese diet. So here we are with our stuff. We're selling it and putting it in ships and shipping it over to China. So now they say, okay, we're going to stop buying from you. What we're not being told is that the United States, we ship so much out that we have to buy replacement for the stuff we're selling to them. So we go to, as Joe just suggested, places like Brazil and to Chile and Argentina to buy grain. And we go to Canada to buy grain. We're importing stuff that we're selling to other people. It is the craziest, stupidest system that you could possibly imagine. So if, in fact, the Chinese were to pull the plug and not buy so much of it, hello, we'd have more here for our country. We wouldn't have to buy the crappy beef that we get from Chile and Argentina. That stuff is crap.
But the prices would go so high that I don't know if that would actually work.
Well,
and I agree with you. In theory,
well,
it's a horrible system, but it's
we should
just
be paying what food is worth. That's the problem. Americans are spoiled because we have cheap food. It's like buying gasoline elsewhere.
Price.
Food is much more expensive everywhere else than it is here. What'd you start to say, Richie?
The prices would go up because of the demand that they can get from other countries.
Yeah.
But the prices should go down because the processing is so much cheaper and easier.
Well, what I'd read was that the Chinese had bought up all the Brazilian futures, so they kicked the price up way high and against what the United States has to offer, which we're much more cheaper on the world market now. So we're selling record numbers of soybeans soybeans now because of this to the places like the EU and places that process soybeans, which would be the Netherlands and Germany. I read this week that our prices are very attractive now because the Chinese went and they bought up all the futures from Brazil and they kicked the price way
up. The bottom line is the Chinese need to be slapped around a little bit because they have been playing foul ball for years, ever since.
With our money.
Ever since.
They'd be nothing if it weren't for us and our markets.
Exactly. And still
nothing.
Today. Still today.
China
still,
man.
But that's the biggest mistake we made was giving them most favored nation status. They used to be on a year-by-year trial basis where every year we would either approve or not approve
done during
their most
the
favored
years?
Nation
when
status.
When was that done recently?
Yes.
You remember?
It was so once we gave them most favored nation status, indefinitely, forever, they had nothing to lose.
Mm-mm.
We didn't have that stick and carrot to be able to dangle in front of them anymore.
But the other whammy, the double whammy of this is that the $21 trillion that we have borrowed mostly comes from our money that we've bought things with from the Chinese.
Right.
So they take our money we give to them, loan it back to us. It is the craziest thing that you could possibly imagine. So now that this is the weekend where you're getting your tax returns ready, you got to have the money in the hand of the IRS
coming from
Tuesday.
China.
And we're going to borrow the money from China. So here's the reality. You ready? 30% of what you will pay, of every dollar you will pay, will go toward paying the interest on the debt of the money that we have borrowed, and the interest rates are going up because we borrowed. We, as the government, that's the real reason. They don't tell you that at the Fed. The reason the interest rates are going up is because the Chinese are paying or are charging us more money to borrow money from them. The next thing, 30% of the money that we are paying goes to entitlements, so that's 60%. There's another 30% that goes toward the creation of, like creationism, the creating of things that we want as Americans, things that we expect from our government, education, yada, yada, yada. So by the time you're done, you get 10% of the money that goes to paying for all the other stuff that the government is supplying us with. So, anyway, food for thought. Here's some more food for thought. Those of you who have timeshares, how many of you, Joe, you ever have a timeshare? You ever think about buying a timeshare?
No, I do not, sir.
No, all right. Richie doesn't have one. Victoria doesn't have one.
I have mortgages. That's what I have.
Yes, I understand that.
You're doing time. Trust me, you're
timeshare,
doing time on that.
A timeshare has a mortgage attached to it as well. And if you're in a timeshare that you don't like, you can't use it when you want to, and you want to get out, a lot of the lawyers will look at these contracts and say, nope, can't get out, sorry. Well, that's not the case. When you call Resort Release at 888-277-7245, you will get out or you won't pay. That's the bottom line. Resort Release has a great track record of permanently and legally being able to terminate your timeshare. So contact them at 888-277-7245. Find out why they've been able to help tens of thousands of people legally get out of this disaster. Resort Release, 100%. Guarantee that they will be satisfying you or you don't pay. Call them now to get out of that timeshare. 888-277-7245.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Doug Stephan here, focusing on how you, in a very healthy way, can come up with a tool for weight loss that also gives you energy and support for your joints, Calitrend. It seems to me this makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about what it is. What is this? What's the active ingredient in Calitrend?
The active ingredient is a specially formulated collagen protein that helps your body heal and rebuild. So, I mean, you're going to see the inch loss first. That's what's going to happen because it's revving up your metabolism. A lot of people also say within the first few days of taking Calitrend that it helps with their joint pain. It's actually great for sleep. And then, of course, when you're getting that better sleep and your metabolism is boosted, you see more energy throughout the day, too.
Calitrend. 833-867-5677, or go online to toploss.com. Toploss.com, 10% off when you use the code DJV.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
After the hour, a very unique program does not exist anywhere else but here. A review of News Talk Radio, the number one format on radio in this country. And as you know, most of the podcasts, like Joe's, they're not music podcasts. There's no music. I don't even think there is. Is there a music podcast that exists?
Well, there are tens of thousands of them.
Music podcasts?
Yes. Really? Even NPR has music podcasts.
A music podcast?
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. I must be living
in... I thought they didn't have the rights to air music that other people...
Well, that's different. I mean, if you're going to play other people's songs, you need to be licensed.
Wait a minute. Let's see if Richie's throwing us a curveball. Is it talking about music and not playing the music? Is that what you're saying?
No, there are both. I mean, you can pay for the rights to play the podcast, but a band that I follow, lots of bands will have their own podcast.
Really?
They have an interview with the star or with the musician, and they play their music within the interview. It's just there's all kinds of music podcasts.
Well, then we can have our podcasts of the Talk Radio Countdown Show and have Joe play the guitar in the background. That'd be a very unique way of us presenting the issues. Go ahead.
I see that being a massive hit.
Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review, number 8. The continuing Pruitt investigation. I want to take a nap. You guys want to talk about it? Well, I take a nap because I'm sick of talking about...
Well, it's a political football. I know how much you like about politics, but I was listening to you talk about it last hour. But, it's a huge political football. I mean, Scott Pruitt may have some issues here. I mean, there's three things they're mad about. Number one, wasteful spending, unethical behavior, whatever that is, improper retaliation.
Never heard those stories before in government. No.
But the thing is, the guy that ratted him out is a former employee. But he's a Trump guy. His name is Kevin Chmielewski. He's the guy that came forward and said, look, this is why I'm mad and everything. But he's one of these disgruntled guys, too. So there could be a lot in the mix here. And Pruitt could be a big mess, too. But, you know, the EPA is a bastion of...
Well, he's making it worse.
Kind of stuff. And, he might be. Anything. There's no question
Pruitt
about it.
Pruitt has been a disaster.
There's a lot of need for a fix at the EPA. He wasn't the guy to fix it. I think that's basically the bottom. We all agree the EPA, anybody's got any sense, anybody who knows anything about how the EPA is run, as with other government agencies, it's loaded with people from the industry who come over, they change the rules and regulations to suit their company and their pals, and then they leave. And so the rest of us are forced to live in the environment that is totally, as a farmer.
Or they let former Greenpeace people run it and
get crazy. Yeah, they don't know anymore. Right, they're nuts
which
too.
Pruitt has been overturning, and that's the good thing that he's been
doing.
Well,
but the bad thing is, Richie, it's been selective. Instead of just looking with them, this is one of the most notorious things.
Selective whatever. If you got a bad law, overturn it.
Yeah. Here's the EPA that comes to farms now and says that if you have a puddle in your driveway, it's a waterway, and they regulate it. You can't, you know, that kind of stuff.
But they're nuts. Right. He's not into that. He may have his other issues. By the way, you know, you and I were talking off the air last week about a particular weed killer. I won't mention it, but they had a really
Monsanto Roundup. We'll mention it. I'm having it. Keep going.
But it was great because, you know, I spent last week pulling weeds in my lawn, you know, and I happened to be reading about Roundup, and they were saying, don't do that. And I'm thinking, why? Isn't that the great way to do it? Just pull the damn weed and get it over with. You don't have to buy
They want you to kill it with Roundup.
Right. Yeah. And you know the reason why. You know, they had a really interesting reason why.
Yeah.
They said that by the physical act of removing the weed, okay, is stressful. Number one, but I go, yeah, whatever. I'll deal with that. But they say that when you remove the weed, any seeds that may be lodged deep within the earth, of course, you're going to end up bringing up higher.
Are you kidding? Do you know
what
Roundup does?
Yes, that's what they said.
Roundup kills the weed and doesn't kill the seed, so that three times as many weeds grow in after you sprayed the Roundup and killed the weeds.
Right.
What's in the ground, the seeds that came from those weeds come growing back again, so you need three times as much Roundup. It is insidious.
Yeah, but they were saying that those seeds are hiding deep in the earth where they belong. And that was their argument. I'm going, well,
oh
man,
my God.
I'm pulling
what
these.
A bunch of lying SOBs. These, then they
great?
Get away
that
with
was
it.
So funny.
Here in our country. They're getting away with the rest of the world, but they get away with
meanwhile,
it.
Meanwhile, you can mix vinegar amazing? Beer and Dawn dish soap or something like
and
that.
Kill all the weeds.
Dude, it's easy.
28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news at a press conference at their Detroit headquarters, Ford, who are currently the number two in hybrid sales, say that they will surpass Toyota to become the number one by 2021. Ford are expected to put hybrid powertrains in many of their future vehicles. In other significant news, Ford will also produce a GT500 Mustang and Explorer ST. They will have a four-door Mustang electric utility vehicle, and Lincoln will get six SUVs in total. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Do you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong? Well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
After the hour now, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a weekly enterprise of me, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, who's the operations director at our originating network, Radio America, a veteran of talk radio inside and out, Joe Crummy, experienced talk radio host, podcaster, Evil Thoughts is his deal.
Thank you.
Victoria Keevan, who's an important cog in the wheel of the D-City. What's the name of that program
the
again?
The DJV Show.
There it is.
And the it's DJ a show. So.
And the D, the JJ is for Jennifer Horn, Victoria is V. So we have scintillating conversations on the DJV Show to show you the difference between, it's not always about Trump and Zuckerberg and Facebook and border security and all that sort of thing, we have scintillating conversations like the difference between a chicken and a hen and why there aren't as many roosters as there are chickens in the population in hen houses around the country and around the world. You can't get that anywhere else, folks.
Well, you don't need a lot of, you know, it really, I mean, isn't that sort of a thing about all you need is one rooster, big guy? I mean, that's it.
Well, that's why they eliminate the roosters. They have, there's a Holocaust museum going to be set up for roosters.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, when you're the big rooster, you know, and I can speak from experience here. When you're a big rooster,
number seven.
You don't need, that's
really?
What I'm saying. You don't, you don't
number
need
seven, anything. As Richie is suggesting, because he's tired of listening to us talk about chickens and eggs. I'm wondering, is this another Matt Damon thing for Jimmy Kimmel? There's a feud going on between Jimmy Kimmel and Sean Hannity. And I say to you, other than good theater, so what? So has anybody witnessed this? Has been is bad. Who started it? Did Kimmel take a shot at Sean?
Kimmel started it by taking shots at Melania Trump and making fun of her accent. Then Sean took exception to it, called him out, and then Kimmel came back. Then Sean started digging into the Man Show and any other bit that Kimmel has done and showing what a racist bigot and yada, yada, yada through all of his content that he's produced over the years.
Yeah.
And it just went back and forth. Then Kimmel decided, you know what? All right, this has gone far enough. I kind of apologized, not to Sean Hannity, not to Melania Trump, but to some gay people that I may have offended, and anybody else who might be a little bit offended. We've gone far enough.
That's what I thought was interesting.
And then Hannity came back and said, you know what? You're right. This has gone far enough. Let's just call it quits. But you know what? I still got all this content back here if you want to start it up again ever. So basically saying, you're right.
I got you.
This is over, but I got you covered here in the back room if I need it.
Meanwhile, great publicity for both programs, which is basically all it's about. It's anymore, even if there's a grain of truth to it or a genuine focus, it's still
it's kind of like cross
promo.
Promotion, you know. That's what
exactly.
Cross promotion.
Yeah.
But what I liked about the way Hannity did it is that he didn't get as crude as Jimmy did, and I thought that was pretty slick.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel is a smarmy, wise guy who comes out of the Howard Stern camp. That's where he got it. He came from Boston. The kid started as a radio producer, worked for Stern, and then got himself into great positions. I don't know whether you think he's talented or you don't think he's talented. I think
you watch the Man Show. The guy is talented. That was
sure.
That was some
funny stuff.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, Kimmel fights for the rights of immigrants, right? Illegal, legal, all immigrants, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yet it's okay for him to make fun of them and their accents.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Are you going to support them or make fun of them? Or both? Yeah. I guess both.
It seemed, I didn't hear it. I didn't watch any of this. I didn't pay attention to it. But it just seems, I'd love to know what the joke was that he told about Melania, because that's like such old news.
On Easter, she was reading books to elementary school children and reading a book about the Easter Bunny or something like that. And he was playing the video of her reading and then repeating what she's saying in her accent and making fun of the accent.
Come on. Mm. There's nothing better
than
you can't make fun.
Yeah,
it is
lame.
He's
and
lame.
Like
they're
him.
All looking for stuff. I don't like him at all.
Well, I know you don't.
Find,
you've
and Steven,
told us a million times.
I have, and I'll tell you a million and one times.
Okay, I'll jump on that.
I do like him. And
Stephen Colbert is another
following.
One of the same. Yeah, they have a big following. Not
you know what
big.
I find interesting, though, is that all of these nighttime hosts, because of their ratings basically falling in the tank, have had to go political one way or the other. I don't think Fallon.
I think
has
that's
as
why
much.
They're going into the tank, Richie.
But no, Jimmy Kimmel was like, it's like Hannity. Okay, Hannity has a very small audience, really, if you look at the whole population of the country,
much less than his radio show.
But he's got a very focused audience, right? And he super serves that audience. Kimmel has decided to do the same thing. Be the funny political guy for this very targeted audience, and I will keep a loyal audience. And that's what he's going for, because otherwise, he's off the air.
Yeah. Well, I think they've all lost their late-night thing. Their juice is gone, so they got to come up with something. There's too many other options to watch, listen, and participate in.
SNL.
Yep.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay, number six on the countdown, more focus on border security and the continuing, what are we going to do, build a bridge to nowhere? Going to build a fence? Are we going to? What are we going to do? And are we really going to do it, or is it just going to be talk? I say my solution is to take on Mexico as the 51st state. They got a lot of oil, and that takes care of the whole problem.
Good tequila.
Yeah.
You know what I say? I say every illegal immigrant that we catch, we give them a handgun, and then we send them home.
Why? What are they going to do with the handgun?
Because then they
shoot
can take over
Mexicans
the country
down.
And fix it once and for all. Right. You guys love
it.
We tried that once. It was called Fast and Furious.
Right.
That was half at, well, whatever. Seriously, everybody.
One more, and we get to the Trump stuff after we have one more. Number five on the countdown are it's is or are, depending on how many of these threats you take to be real. Syria and the gassing of its own people. Why somebody hasn't put a bullet in Assad's head to this point is beyond me. We know we certainly could do it. And in the meantime, there's all of this stuff back and forth. The gas, we're going to bomb them. 40 people die. How many more people are injured? It's just, and the Russians are up to their Mickey in it, thumbing their nose at us. So
it's a trick bag. Or what are you going to do when Assad, let's say you take Assad out, then
shoot
what
him.
Happens?
Okay, you ask that question all the time. So what happens is maybe they
what
have more of the same.
Vacuum?
But how do you legitimize? How does the United Nations have any semblance of import if they can't do anything about this guy and what he's doing? There's no teeth in international government, and so it goes back and forth between the good guys from the West and the bad guys from the East. And so in the meanwhile, people are getting
wiped out. I'm not even convinced. Are you referring specifically to the chlorine gas attack?
Well, that's the most recent.
Yes.
Right, but I'm not even convinced that he's the guy. I mean, he could be.
Assad?
Saying.
What are you nuts? What do you mean? Who else has responded before?
Iran.
It could be anybody that's trying to pin it on everybody else. Are you kidding me?
But I understand the vacuum comment.
So I don't know.
How could it be worse than what it is now?
Yeah.
Well,
right?
Well, I just think anybody in the Mideast who wears a suit, I think, is worth talking to. Okay?
And you look at Syria, Libya, and you go, okay, we tried taking out the dictator there, and it's, you know, didn't really work out the way we wanted
it
to.
So, again, anybody
who wears
a suit,
Joe, whoever wears a suit, have you noticed the garb of the new crown prince of Saudi Arabia?
You're not wearing a suit.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody who wears a suit, you should have
members only jacket.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm a dinner jacket.
Does that count?
That's sort of your
eyes.
Yeah. No, but look at how progressive this new guy is from Saudi Arabia. He's changing the face of what's going on there, at least.
Oh,
maybe
it'll
have some impact.
Like he has any choice. I mean, he's smart. They don't have any choice. They have to modernize.
43 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. Here's a thought for those of you who are not resting well at night. If you don't have a good night's rest, your day is going to be horrible. We all know those of us have to get up early in the morning. You got to get to bed, and you got to get to sleep, and you got to stay asleep. And if you don't have a good pillow, that'll all be problematic. And that's why the recommendation here is that you go to MyPillow.com, replace all the horrible, old, dusty, mite-filled garbage that you have that you're sleeping on now with fresh new MyPillows. You can buy four for the price of two right now. Yep, 50% off if you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. So replace all those pillows in all your bedrooms, and they have all kinds of pillows, and throw pillows are included in their repertoire. They also have mattresses and sheets, all kinds of great things that you get at great discounts when you use the DJV code. So buy replacement pillows now. You can wash them, you can dry them. Their patented fill makes them very adjustable, very comfortable on your head and your neck. Great way to get a good night's sleep. Get the pillows at 50% off. MyPillow.com. What'd you do?
I wish it was still laying on mine.
Oh, nice, Rich.
I just left it 2 hours ago.
MyPillow.com. Here's the promo code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Your love of your RV drove you to the Grand Canyon. And your love of the Grand Canyon drove you to the gift shop, where you overdid it just a little. Guess who's getting an I Heart the Grand Canyon t-shirt for their birthday? Everyone, for their next 6 birthdays. Luckily, your love of your RV also drove you to protect it with Progressive RV Insurance while wearing your new favorite shirt. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Anyone need a shirt?
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
47 after the hour, talk radio review. Okay, so other than the Zuckerberg appearance before Congress and those old fossils with their silly questions that showed they didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
I think it's the biggest story of the week, yeah.
I loved Victoria's social media post on that.
Which was?
What was your post, Victoria? It was like...
I said, my mom, who can barely work her Kindle, would have asked more relevant questions than those senators did. It was
embarrassing.
The bad questions became the story.
It was like a social media class at a senior citizen center.
Yeah,
right.
It was like Facebook 101.
And so nothing. Zuckerberg still gets away with whatever he's been getting away with.
Exactly.
Nobody knows what the hell he's doing.
You know why?
After the first question, he realized, I've got this. I'm just going to coast.
Yeah. You know why? Because before he went to Congress to testify, he looked up all of their data on their Facebook page and realized how many hookers they're friends with,
how many
pictures of yoga girls that they've looked at.
Sounds like an episode from Scandal.
I have a different take on it, 100%. Yeah. You know, Zuck did okay, but I think this is a huge story. It's one you're going to look back on in the next couple of years. You're going to see this is where it started. I think he is going to, if he's smart, he read up on Standard Oil being broken up in 1911, and you can see it coming. He'll be spinning off WhatsApp, and he'll be spinning off Instagram before you know it, and that's just the beginning of what's going to happen.
He did say regulation is inevitable.
And you can talk about all the senators sounding like idiots, and a lot of them did. There's no question at all about
it.
They're being threatened by this guy. They're being threatened by this incredible thing called Facebook that knows no boundaries, that has incredible power.
That has all their personal information.
This guy down.
All right, TikTok number one.
All right, Paul Ryan is leaving. No real news there. That's been a rumor for a long time. So Trump's personal lawyer, the number 1, 2, 3, 18, whatever, the business with the probes and whether he should fire Mueller and Comey's book. What is there new here? It's the same.
New here is that the FBI is raiding a lawyer based on a story that has nothing to do with the original intention of the investigation.
That's your story, Richie. They can't get you for what they think you did, so they're going to try to get you into a corner and get you for lying on something else.
There's nothing there, but we're going to ask you about this over here, and if you lie to us about this over here, now we've got you for lying about something that you didn't.
You know what Trump ought to do? I think Trump ought to say, look, this has been going on for almost a year now. What we're going to do is we're going to do it for 3 more months, and then I'm going to say put up or shut up. That's what I think, because he can't really do the firing thing right now. Everybody understands what that's about.
I'm good with that. That's a great idea, Jeff.
Big deal.
He's got a pardon Scooter Libby.
3 months, right, 3 months, I heard that too. 3 months, Mr. Mueller, it's great. I'm glad you've been looking into this. This is just awesome stuff.
The two things I'm going to leave you with here, the two things that are new, that Vice President Dick Cheney's former chief of staff is going to get pardoned, Scooter Libby, and he's ordered the government to look into the U.S. Postal Service's service. There you go. 10 before the hour.
Ooh.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Listen to this, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere. This is the theme from The Walking Dead. As we get into movie news, Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments. And The Walking Dead is going to come as a new show called The Walking Live. As opposed to The Walking Dead. What are we going to do with that, Chucker?
Well, this Sunday night, Doug, on AMC, The Walking Dead Season 8. Final takes place. The good thing about this for me is that Phantom, which is a company that does events theatrically, is going to work out a deal with AMC to show the Walking Dead final episode of this season on the big screen, playing on 750 screens nationwide. I'm going with my wife, my daughter, and a few friends. I'm Team Rick. My daughter's running Team Negan, so I expect to have a lot of fun.
That's only for people who know who these people are if they watch The Walking Dead.
Oh, everybody watch. The only people that don't watch The Walking Dead is you, Victoria, Karen, Rich. Everybody else.
Everyone associated with this show. So I'm happy that you brought that content to the show.
Hang away with it. Yes. All right, we're going to find out what's new in theaters this weekend from Chuck. See how Blockers is going to continue doing A Quiet Place. Will that lead? Have you seen Chappaquiddick yet? We'll find out what's going on this weekend right after this.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your shortlist of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast.
Okay.
Or your money back.
56 past the hour here as we review what's going on this weekend. What do you have the highest hope for? New movies coming out this weekend, Chucker.
Well, you got Dwayne Rock Johnson's new action movie, Rampage, coming out, Doug, so that's going to be number one, tracking around a $35, $40 million opening weekend. It's so bad you haven't seen it, huh?
Well, I saw the trailers, and I determined that I'm a big fan of The Rock. I usually would go to see any movie that he's in, but this looks so stupid. It's just violence on top of some stupid premise that they give an ape and other animals an injection of something, and they become crazy, and he has
to... Now you got my interest. I might have to go for this one.
It's based on a very popular video game. I don't play video games, so I don't really know the source material. Yeah. But he also has a movie coming out this summer called Skyscraper.
That'll be good.
Another big action show. And they just announced Universal's fast-tracking the Fast and the Furious spin-off film with him and Jason Statham. That's going to be high priority over at
of course.
Universal. Also opening nationwide a horror film called Truth or Dare, and limited a political thriller, Beirut, starring actor
that
John
looks good.
Candace is getting. Yeah,
that
getting
does
very
look good.
Good.
That looks
notice.
Good.
I just want to point out real quick, last week we talked about the HBO's Paterno, which I saw, and I thought it was a very interesting movie on HBO. Last night I got a chance to watch the documentary that HBO highly promoted about Andre the Giant, the legendary wrestler of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I thought it was absolutely excellent, and it was actually very bittersweet. I was a big fan of Andre the Giant in the 1980s, but when you watch this documentary, you really see how difficult the man's life was, being 7'5".
Awful.
Couldn't even go to the bathroom in an airplane. He was so big. But some really good interviews they got from Billy Crystal, Rob Reiner, who were involved with him on the set of The Princess Bride. Vince McMahon was very forthcoming about his relationship and Hulk Hogan, and the whole whole culmination of Andre versus Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 3, which had 93,000 viewers in the Detroit Superdome back in the 1980s, which is an incredible, incredible event, which turned Andre the Giant into one of the most popular wrestlers ever as a good guy, and Vince McMahon made him a heel, which really altered the course of his career.
Right. Speaking of wrestlers, John Cena is in this movie Blockers, which is the damnedest waste of time. I walked out of the theater after I've sat through about half of it. It is he should
was
be
it embarrassed. Was it because of him, or you just don't like the story?
Well, no, it isn't. I quite like him, actually. I think he is. Mm-hmm. He's not another Rock, but he's trying to be. But he's a likable guy.
He is, but he's not another Dwayne Johnson.
No, but the movie is just plain stupid. And so that, not
there you have it.
Other stupid movies. There you have it, Rizzi says. 59 past the hour. Thanks, Chucker.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.